Das ist der ganze, die Gemorre. Oma Rav Asi, Schmeine Zweikes Heim. There are 8 Eifes, which are a Suffolk. Chuvo, Chugo, Sugo, Hagup, Hanugo, Tushlomi, Marado, Kochilno, Ubar Nafche. All these Eifes were a Suffolk to Chazal. Mai Zweikayu, what is the Suffolk? Eifes Tahoirim Kukabonon Niklaf. Eifes Tahoirim Kukabonon Niklaf. Utmeyim. Hein Kukabonon Niklaf. Vahani Kukabonon Niklaf Besakine. This is not a poshete klife. Only with a sakin you can be kailif the air over the kukabon. So the Gemara asks, Vahi bar avze dahave beimar shmuel, lehave kamakalif kukabone, vahisve bishimshe, the kivin the rofe yiklef. It seems that bar avze zicher anayf toya, and it seems there are problems in order to make the klife, and al kaponim, so that seems that there's not a problem. So the Gemara answers, hosim ki rofe yiklef biyodo. Because it was hard, when it softened up in the sun, they were able to be kailif biyat. Och afal gav derofi leimaklif ela besakin. But here, even though when it's soft, you also can only be kailif it only with a sakin, is this called kukabonai niklav? Let us see Rashi. Bahani kukabonon niklav besakin. So Rashi explains, the case is as follows. Vishar Shloisha Simonim Muvorohim Be. It had all 3 Simonim. It's Eini Deiris, and that's by Yisera, and a Zephik. Umesavkelon, we have a Sophik. E Kilofu, if this is called Kilof, Are Yeshlen Arbo Simonim. Now it has 4 Simoni Tare. V'yotsu misofek kol oifes t'meyim. So tzicha not all oifes t'meyim have 3 simonei tare, and this is 4 simonei tare. V'i lav kilofu, if it's not a kilo, ein kan elu shloisha. U'besofek shar oifes t'meyim sheyesh lam shloisha simonim. So it could be, this is from the chof oifes t'meyim. Also have 3 simonei tare. It's ein deiris, it's vayeseir and zeifik. The lehava miklev kukabonei, alma eivtoir, nami zimnin de kosher lekalfi, barav ze zichan eivtori. Let us see Tosfos. Mai sveikayu, oifeis tahirim kukabonem niklav, utmeyim ein kukabonem niklav, Bahani kukabonon niklaf besakine. Perish bekuntres, veshar gimula simonim, mevororim behem. All 3 simonim it has. Mesavkalon I kilofu, this is called kukabone niklaf, reyeshle dalet simonitare. Viyotsu misofi koloifis atmeim, so it's not from the yutes oifis tmeim. V'ilav kilofu ein kan ele gimul, u'besofik shar oifes t'meyin heim, sheyesh lem gimul samon. So that was the sofik, does it have a 4th simon tare, or does it only have 3 simoni tare? V'yesh ledagdek miteich kach. Now Tosfos is going to make conclusions what we see the way Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. The gimel simonim shel tare shel yutes oifes, haino etzpa yiseiro, v'zeifik, v'ene deiris. That is, in it had the 3 simonei tare, it's a suffix, it's kukabonei nifkila. So Tosfos says, v'yev shaloimer be'in yenacha. You can't say differently. Rashi is moirdik gerecht. The e omrinen kukabonai niklaf hu biyutes oifes. If we will say, no, kukabonai niklaf is biyutes oifes also have this. So memele vahoche. So what is the case over here? So what is the suffix? If it is, if afilu risku kabonai niklav vahoche kegoin deike lahanach sveikis beis simonitarem. These sveikis had two simonitarem. Vahai de niklav besakin. And that the suffix, does it have a third simonitare? Vahash. So now Taisa says, let's make a cheshben anefesh. Im echad mei oison bei simonim. It had two simonim plus, and I don't know if it's kokaboni niklav. Im echad mei oison bei simonim, haine ahid alesa ela oi beperes oi bosnia. These two simonim that the sveikas have besides kokaboni niklav. If one of these two simonim is the simin mechudish, that's only by Osnia or Peres, afilu layechoshev kilu, like a lemeichesh lemidi, afilu we will say that it's not considered kilu, the Peres vosnia ain lemele simin echot, veilu yesh lem shnayim. That means if we will say that not the way Rashi said, we'll see, Rashi said, Amuradik Epshat. Rashi said that it had the three simonei tare of an oif tomei, and kuka, we'll see later, and kukabonei niklav is the simin amachudish. And the shaila is, if it's not kukabonei niklav, maybe, so it has all the simonei tare of an oif tomei, so it's tomei. If it's kukabonei niklav, that is the simin machudish, so then it has four simoni tare, so it's toy. That's a Rashi lemsha. So Taisva said Rashi is meiridik. If you will not learn like Rashi, so how will we not learn like Rashi? We will say that let's say it had two simonim plus kukabonei niklav. So like Taisva, let's make a cheshbon. What are these two simonim besides kukabonei niklav? If these two simonim are the simin mechudish in another simin, plus, now we have a suffix, is it kukabonei niklav or not? We will say like this. The iamri, kukabonei niklav ubi yutas oifis, if we will say kukabonei niklav is from the, in the yutas oifis, vahoche kegoin de ike lahanach sveikis beise moni tare vay de niklav besakin. So Taisus says, Kim echod mei oison bei simonim. If one of these two simonim that it is besides kukabonei niklav, haine ahide lese ala oibe peres oibe znie, sa afilu la yechoshev kiluf, afilu it's not called kiluf, leke le meichesh lemidi, so it's kosher. The peres was near, the one of them has the simon mechudish, ain la mosalech, simon echo. Ve'elu yesh lem shnayim. Ve'tisha osar oifes ve'oirev ein lehem simen chodosh. So that means, if it has two simonim, and one of the two simonim is the simen chodosh, so why are you clanging if it's kokabonei niklav? It has a simen chodosh. There's only one oif that has a simen chodosh, either a peres or a znia, that has a simen chodosh, and that oif has one simen, and this oif has two simonim. So what do you mean without this? They have kukabon in the club. Doesn't have kukabon in the club. It's tired because it has the simon chodesh. Vim oison beins beisimonim. And if you'll tell me these beisimonim, hein mahanach dohodri bekulu. We'll say no. The two simonim are the, from the two simonim that the Yutas Oifis have. And you'll tell me kukabon in the club is also what the Yutas Oifis have. Im kain, kshayachshev kilo, so good, it's kilo. Now there's three simoni tare. Kilo nami, duma mi tisha osaroifis nino. So maybe it's from the tisha osaroifis. So what's the shaila? That means Rashi was forced to say what Rashi said. You can't learn the Gemara differently. That's Taisvis Kash. That is Taisvis Kash. V'loy mistavro loy ma'ar. So Taisin says, maybe we'll say like this. The Yoidim Hoyu She'enom Mitisha Osa Oifes. They knew it's not from the Yotes Oifes. Elo Shoyu Misupokim Boiret. They were Misupik, maybe it's an Oiret. That means from the Yotes Oifes, Moiretik. The Yotes Oifes, they knew inside out. Boki Behemid Bishmoisam, they knew the Yotes Oifes. So if this is Kukabonei Niklap, so there's three Simonei Tare, so the only Shaila is maybe from the Yutes Oifis, but I know the Yutes Oifis, this is not from the Yutes Oifis, so then it's kosher. But in Oirev they didn't know. So if it's not Kukabonei Niklap, then it is two Simonim. So maybe it's an Oirev. Maybe that's shot in the Gemara. But that's a pillar. That means the Yotes Oifis they did know, which are very difficult, and the Oirev they didn't know. It's when Hapachu. The Oirev was from the easier Oifis and the Yotes Oifis. So Taisva says, Vloimistavro Loima, you could say this, you want to say Pshat in the Gemara, Vloimistavro Loima, the Yoidem Hoyo Sha'inam Mitisha Osa Oifis. They knew this oifes ichanat from the Yutes oifes. I wish all you misupokim boire, but maybe it's an oire. Hilka. Ima kiluv kiluv. So then it has three simonitare. Yotsumi de oire. So it's not an oire. So Baruch Hashem, it's not an oire. From the Yutes oifes, I know the Yutes oifes inside out. It's not from the Yutes oifes. Vim lav, yesh lisapik boire. But Taisa says, it's not Mustafa to say like that. This is a very modern maise that the Yutes Oifes they knew and the Neirev they didn't know. Fine. Inami, I'll tell you another pshat, what you could say, Simen Echod Yesh Lehem Imze HaKiluf. It had one Simen besides the Kiluf. V'yoidem Hoyu She'ein Min Neirev. And they knew, so they had two simonetar. They had a simon echot plus the kilo. And if this is a kilo, they knew it's not an oire. They had two simonetar, they knew it's not an oire. The yoidem hoye shame in oire. Behodam of elishai misupokim beperes vosniyo. They were misupik, maybe it's a peres and osniyo. Maybe it was a Peres Bosnia. Yeah, they were misupik. Maybe it's a Peres Bosnia. So then it's also good. It's not the if it's Kukabone Niklav, it's not an Oirev because an Oirev doesn't have a Kukabone Niklav. We had the Gemara before. And Shekolo said it's not an Oirev, it's Kukabone Niklav. Yoidim hoi shem in Oirev. Hoi shem is supokim be peres bo oznia. It will be supik, maybe it's a peres bo oznia. And Agavuche, before we go further, we have, it's a very cheshbendike gemore, but we had here the Shitas HaRivam, which is the Shitas HaRivam. The Rivam holds that all oifes tmeis are doiris, except one. One, the peres osnia is ene doiris. So the Chazon Ish says, according to the Rivam, that's Pshat in our Gemara. It was Einei Doiris. It was Einei Doiris. But maybe it's a Peres or Osnia. Unless it's Kukabonei Niklav. That's how the Chazanish says Pshat according to the Rivam. And Bemison Taisus wants to say this Pshat now. But the Chazanish spells it out. It's speaking about Einei Doiris. There's one Simentare. And if it could be a peres or isniyah, that's the simen mechudish. According to the Rivam, that's the simen mechudish. I don't know. Could be a peresu is near. But if it's kulkabonai niklav, so it's finished. The ainit teres is the simen mechudish. But could be a peresu is near. But if it's kulkabonai niklav, says two simonim, it's not an oir, even finished. That's how the Chazanish wants to say according to the Ribbon. And Taisus also wants to say that, but Taisus had a problem. If it only is, if it's ainit teres and a mesupik, maybe it's a peresu was near. Why are you afraid of a peres bosnia? They're not shchicha b'yishuv. So what are you afraid of? That's the problem. Taisus asked the kasha. But this mahaloch Taisus wanted to say, Taisus is saying all the pshatim you can't say, why Rashi is pshat. Rashi was mukhich to say Rashi is pshat. So let's say again, v'i inami simen echad yeshlehem. It had one simen im zeakiluf. V'yoydem hoyu she'enoi min oirev. It's not a min oirev. Hashem is a pokim beperes vosnia. V'hod amrinem beperes vosnia le'shriche be'yishuv. So what are you clarifying? Haynu oisam hayiduim v'amavurorem. That means the poshet beperes vosnia, which clearly doesn't have a kukaboni niklav. That peres vosnia is, let's say, ein eideres. Obeilu hoyu mistapkim lefi shedoyme lehem. It's doyme ta peres vosnia. And maybe these are yo shchichi b'yishuv. It's not like a normal peres vosnia. A normal peres vosnia, it's enkel kabonei niklav. This is a bissel kokabonei niklav. It's different than all peres vosnia. So maybe this peres vosnia is shchicha b'yishuv. B'chol's a deichik. It's a deichik to say that. So Meir Tosfos is saying, why Rashi ever say what Rashi said? V'gam ein leforish. Now Tosfos wants to say another mahalach. Shoho yolem simon echod imzeh. It had one simon together with this. Voyim istapkim. Diku kabonai niklav shema oirefu. Shiesh lo isnei shnei simoni tare. Bimein ku kabonai niklav oz lekel esvuki ele beperes obisniye vishorim mishum dlo ishchichi biyishu. Now what does Taisus want to say? Taisus want to say a punkt fakerte mahalach in the Gemara. If let's say it was einei doiris. That was one cementare. So, one cementare, it could be it's a peres vosnia. But I don't have to worry about a peres vosnia. So if it's one cement, it's no problem. So it's kosher. But maybe it has two simonim. Maybe it's called kabonai niklav. So then maybe it's an oirev. Then it has to be chayish for an oirev. You have to know if an oirev is called kabonai niklav or not called kabonai niklav. It's also a big problem. That's what the Gemara before that we had, the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Tosfos, that can't be pshat the Gemara. The ain aloshin mashmakein. That means, so it comes out, if you'll say that if it only is one simon, then it's kosher. Because it could only be a peres vosnia and the leshrichi beyishuv. If it is two simonim, then I have a problem. Maybe it's a neirev. So Tosfos says, so kukabonei niklav means that it's tomei. If it's ain kukabonei niklav, that means it's toyer. And the Gemara doesn't say like that. The Gemara says as follows. Oif is toyerim kukabonei niklav, utmeim ain kukabonei niklav. The Gemara says that the oif is toyerim al kukabonei niklav. So it seems in the Gemara, if this is kukabonei niklav, it's toyer. Oif is toyerim ain kukabonei niklav. The way you are saying now is mamish punkt bakel. It had one simen, and if I'd only remain with this simen, it would be toyer. Because it could only be a peres vosnia, lo shrichi b'yishuv. Maybe there's two simonim in its tomei. So that dom of the Gemara is fakir. The Gemara says, "Oif is tomei toirim kukaboni niklav." But it's fakir. You want to say that it should be tomei if it's kukaboni niklav, because maybe it's a native. That's what Taisu says. Dein Aloshi Masch Mekain, wie der Koma Eufes Teurem, Kokabona Nikla. Masch mit der I Kokabona Nikla Teuer. Hola, Woche Yosse. So, ich kenn sie das Pschak. Le Kach, Nire, Keperisch, Akontus. Ja, aber breite Teusfest, da gibt es das Koma Tarashisch Pschak. That way Rashi says, this is the only sensible pshat in the Gemara. That's so. What's the pshat? The pshat is the tvisa monetare. And with these tvisa monetare, I can be misupik of some of the yutes oifes. But if it has kokobone niklav, so then it's fosa monetare. And kokobone niklav is the simen amechudish. Fasik. That's pshat in the Gemara. So katois vis. So now we just said pshat na gemore, v'yesh lahatev kol oiv shekul kolbonoi niklap v'simech tzimenechadimoi. So now we just discovered America, that we just said that kolkoboni niklap is the simen amachudish. That's how it comes out, because all oifes have any doiris as b'yaseir and zayfik. And that's if it ain't kabon niklav, I'm a supik, maybe it's from the oifis tmeis. Kukabon niklav is the simen amachudish. So if I have an oif, I don't know what this oif is. It's kukabon niklav in one cementare. It's gewaltig. There's only one oif tome there, it's the simen amachudish, which is a peres or is near. It only has one cementare. So if I'll get an oif that's kukabon niklav, with the cementare, so it's not a peres vosnia, so it's toir. You don't need mesoire, you don't need nothing. This, if it's kokabone nikla for one cement, we'll matter a gewalt. Yesh lahater kol oivsha kokabone nikla, the cement echot imoi, the peres vosnia ain lamel a cement echot. So it's not a peres vosnia. Ve'oirei v'sharoifes ein kukabona nikla. Because this is the simen amachudish. Period. So memele, the only way you can learn pshat na gemore is the way Rashi says, this is the glat the pshat na gemore. And partik. And we just were megala, the simen amachudish is kukabona nikla. It comes out la loche. If an oif is simin echot, kulkabone niklaf is mutter. That's what I should say. Vikam, Rabbeinu Chananu Pirish, gabi oif abo besimin echot toher, kabole biyodeinu me'aviseinu, שזה הסימן קוקבונוי נקלף, משמע שרוצה לומר, והוא דלוי משכחס, אלוהי בפרס, אוי באוזניו, זהו קוקבונוי נקלף. Now, what is the Rav going on? The Rash is going on our Gemara. And the Gemara and Daf Samach Beis and Medalev. We had a memre of Ameime. Omar Ameime Hilchese Oif Habo Besimen Echot Toir Vuhu Deloi Doris. So, the Rach said, what does he mean, Simen Echotoyer? It means, Kulkabonoi Niklaf. It's Kulkabonoi Niklaf. That's Pshat in Ameima. It's Kulkabonoi Niklaf. And, you're not Chayish. This is the Simen, that I understood Pshat in Rabbeinu Chananu, that you're not, this is the Simen Mechudish, this is Pshat Rabbeinu Chananu. it's kokaboni niklav. There was a shayla, let's be chayish for Peres was near. He says Peres was near leishchiche b'yishu. That's pshat. So this is the simen mechudish. They had the simen mechudish, and it can't be a Peres was near. So you have nothing but to worry about. I may be an oirev. It's the simen mechudish. It's the simen mechudish. That means I don't know if it's doiris or not. We'll say the way Rashi says. I don't know if it's doiris or not. But here's the simen mechudish. Here's the simen mechudish. So from a meimah we see maybe it's a peres vaznia. No. It's not a peres vaznia because leshchichi biyishu. It's not a peres vaznia. So it's not a peres vaznia. So maybe it's an oirev. He doesn't say anything makarev. He's not makarev. So that's pshat the bein hachanadol because that's a simen mechudish. So an oirev it can't be. So that's why it's there. That is pshat in the Gemara. So Tosfos is saying, we just were mevara according to Rashi in our sugya, kukabonoi niklaf is the simen mechudish. Rabbi Nechanan learns that this pshat, that's pshat in the Gemara. That is pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos learns an oirev is einei doiris. That's a Tosfos learns pshat. So there's a kasha, maybe it's an oirev. What did he say? It's so the Keter Ben Chanan wanted him for this kasha, because I have a kabbalah ma'aseinu. The simen echad was kol kabbonei niklav. So the simen echad was kol kabbonei niklav. A peres was niyetnat because a peres was niyetnat because it's a delo shchiche b'yishu. So, I have to assume it's ain't a doiris, because it's not a peres vaznia, and it's not anything else. Maybe it's an erev, it can't be an erev, because it's the simen mechudish. So, Tosfos is saying that what I was, Tosfos was, it's the megala, that the simen mechudish is kukabonei nikla. So Taisi says, that's what the Bein Hachanan learned pshat in the Gemara, Tav Samach Beis HaMedalah. He learned that's what he gets in Taisi. The Gemara Bein Hachanan will pirish, Gabi oif abo besimenechot toir, what is pshat in this Gemara? Kabole biyodeinu maviseinu, shezeh hasimen kukabonei nikla, mashme, what does he mean? Shrotzoloim, dohudoloim mishkachas, Elo ibe peres oibe is near zekul kaboni nikla. That's what he means. This is the simen hamechudish. And therefore, if it's not a peres was nia, you don't have to clear for anything. You don't have to clear that it's an oire, even though an oire is any doiris, because it's a simen hamechudish. This is Tosfos brought a raya from the Bein Hachananel to this Mahalach, that the Simen Mechudish is called Kabonai Niklav. Frek the Maram Shif, who says that's Mukach Pshat in the Bein Hachananel? The Pashtis of the Gemara before was, Rabbi Lezer said, Azarzir is a minoyrev, Asnun Levon is a minoyrev. And they said, what are you talking about? Azarzir is a zeifik, and Asnun Levon is a kukaboni niklav. So Tosfos had said before, so Pashtet the sugya is, that an oyrev is einei doiris, and that's by Yeseiro. An oyrev doesn't have kukaboni niklav. So where did Tosfos see the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Bein Chananel holds this thing that Kugaponei Niklav is a Simen Mechudish. Maybe it's not a Simen Mechudish. But the Rabbeinu Chananel had a problem. Why aren't you chayish for an Oirev? That was his problem. Why in Yechayesh Manerim? So he said, I have a Kabbalah that was speaking about the Simon was Kukabonai Nikla. And therefore you're not Chayesh Manerim. Because an Erev doesn't have Kukabonai Nikla. An Erev doesn't have Kukabonai Nikla. And we had Taisus feel days the mean Erev also doesn't have Kukabonai Nikla, according to Rabbi Lezer. It's Mivzere, or it's a small Zayfik, so Al Koponim. So this is the Maram Shiv's Kasha on Taisus. Where did Taisus see this in the Rach? That the Rach said this Chiddush that Taisus was Machadish. Okay. Al Koponim, that's what Taisus says. So Bekitzer, Taisus was Megala, the Simen Mechudish is Kukabonai Nikla. And Taisus Rabbi Nochanan. Now, Taisus has a big problem. Afal pi sheperish Rabbi Nechananu la'el. Taisus is another Rabbi Nechananu. Rabbi Nechananu before says, Gabi tlosa hodri bikulo esrim, mehem gimel gimel. In the esrim oifes tmeyim, each one is three simonitare. Oire, yesh lo ishnayim. Peres was near Yeshlam Echot, Nesha Ein Loikla. The Gemara said before, that is Gemiri, that is the Seder by the Eifest Meir. Zokta Rabbeinu Chananu, so let's elaborate. Kegoyim. Sheyesh Be'elu Esrim Zefek V'kulkebonon Nikla V'etzpe Yeseira Avoderusim V'Eifla. Zokta Rabbeinu Chananu, the Yud, the Chof Eifest, this is, but there is some way. This is Mamish the Rivon. This is Mamish like the Rivon and Rashi. Yeah, that's the Yutta Seifis. Voirev, yesh loishnaye me'elu. Me'elu gimel hanis korim lamailo. And Oirev is two of these three. Uperes was near. Echad yeshlam echad me'elu a gimel. The echot in the acher, the one that is the mechudish to kisim in einem eila gimel klal leizefik leetzba yisera leikul kebaniklo avalei neidayres. So the Rabbi Nechananu says klon the Gemara before that the simen hamechudish is ein neidayres. Vahava amina nilmaid mizel as oifa bov simen echot shehuto. So I would learn out from a peres or his niya. That ain't a doyres is tamei. There's no shnei ksumim b'mkechot. The fikach siv nesha ad kan l'shaina. So now Taisvus is in a little predicament. Taisvus just said that Rabbi Nechananu holds that kulkebonei niklav is the simen amachudish. We have another Rabbi Nechananu that says clearly the simen amachudish is ain't a doyres. B'kechot all the oifes have kulkebon. All the oifes tameis have kulkebonei niklav. No. You have to learn this Rabbi Nechananu with a grain of salt. Kozel leikos of ele lesimim ba'alme v'loi hoyisovo shekachu ha'emes. That means that what Rabbi Nechananu said, Rabbi Nechananu just wants that the Gemara says a cloud that the Eifest may be three and an Erev is two and that Peres was near as one. So he wants that it shouldn't be so abstract in our minds. He said, Kigoy gave a marshal. That will say that the Zayfist Mayas have the three Simoni Aguf, that's for Yeseirin and Zayfik and then Kokoboni Niklaf. But he's only giving a marshal. He's not really, he didn't go into this. So he just wanted we should picture the difference between the three Aifis, the two Aifis, and the Peres was near. Elo, Kemoishe, Pirish, but that's not Emes. He just was giving a marshal. Kigoy. The simen amechudish is kulkebon nikla. Ulefima sheperash is a vaitos, or toisvis, was mevara from this gemara, from the Rabbeinu Chananu, sheesh lahatel, kol oif shekulkebonai nikla, the simen echodimai. with Skolkaboni Niklav was another simin. So let's say it's Einei Doires and it's Skolkaboni Niklav, so it's not a Teres was Nia. In Cain, Oisai Oiv Shekoirin Kavno Bolas Oiv Toir. So not Oisai Zrat Lamaise, Seres Dek Toir, this Oiv Kavno, Shrei Kukabonei Niklav, Vieshloi Etzpa Yisera. Avol Ein Loi Zeifek. So it has two Simonim, so Mamele, a Kavno, I mean, Tois is dissected a Kavno, Kavne is an Etzba Yisere and Kulkabonai Niklav. In Mestama, we have to assume then it's not Doiris. Also, Mestama, that we don't know, but Al-Kabonam, it's Tzicha not Doiris if it has the Simen HaMechudish and another Simen Taro. So, Memele, it is Tzicha not a Peres Vosnia and so it's Toir. With that Taylor. So Taisa said, I just said a hostic Taylor. I said that a knife that has two simonim, and one of them is Kukaboni Niklav, it's Toyer. That's the husband. So come out of Kavne, it's Toyer. To say a Kavne is Toyer is a Taylor. Why is it a Taylor? The Mistavra, Shu Kois Ayanshuf. Mistama that's Tikha Noif Tome. This Kavne looks like an owl. Shmesavre shu kois ayanshu. Shereyesh loy listois ka'odom. It has eyes like a person, but in the front. So Mamela, how could this be a naif toyer? That means toysvis is, we made a cheshbin, and al pi cheshbin it should be toyer, according to this cheshbin. But it's a, but the toyer says it's a kois ayanshu. It looks like a kois for yanshu. But amrine, Beperik Hamapeles. And Tyson in the Bingaraya, the only oifis that have eyes like a person is a kais v'yanshuf. No, so this is a kais v'yanshuf. How, what's the raya? Ramrin in Beperik Hamapeles, the karye v'kifufe, yeshlem listois ka'odo. What does the Gemara say in Perik Hamapeles? There's a memra of Rav Meir over there. Rav Meir says that if an Isha was mapple, a tzure, that's like a tzuras odom, so she's tmeya later. That means you examine the tzure. If there's a tzuras odom, so she's tmeya tumas later. It could be she was mapple, a behema, an oi, but it has to have a tzuras odom. If there's a tzuras odom, she was mapple, a kemin oi, kemin behema, there's a tzuras odom, it's so that's tmeya later. Zuk the Gemara, if you need a tzuras odom, how can an oif have a tzuras odom? Zuk the Gemara, yeah, the karya v'kifuf, it has a tzuras odom, it has eyes like a person. So if an isha was mapple, a karya v'kifuf, or something that has eyes in front, it's a tzuras oif. But it has eyes in front like a karya v'kifuf, so she's tmeya later. So when the Gemara was looking for an oif that looks like an odom, the Gemara found two oifes that look like an odom, Kaya v'kifufe, which belosh in the Kodesh is kais v'yach. So Taisvis said, that's the only oifes that look like an odom, and this is a kais v'yach. And Al-Kochach, that's that Ramei that has a tzura, it's a tzura soif, but it looks like an odom. That's a kais v'yanshuv, a kai v'kipufa. Frech toisviz, I just said this kavne is toil. A cheshvin, it's kukabonai niklav, and it's an etzba yiseir, a gewaldik, so it's not a peres vosnia, and it's toil, gewaldik. Frech toisviz, but look at its face. It's not toichi kebaroi. If the toiche is, seems it's very toyer. It says, oh, al pi cheshbin, the simonim are simonei tare, inside. Because it's kukaboni niklav, with an etzba yisere. But look at its face. Its face is, it's a kois v'yanshu. So I said a beautiful stick toyer, but, it's, פנו וחיכם עליו. What you do? You said pshat na gemara. This was the conclusion. But it can be. V'hoyom nire mitoich kach. I'm wrong. That's not pshat na gemara. Because it can be. Akavne, because now I know akavne is tamei, and akavne is kul kabonei niklav, and that's by yaseire. So as ois gespart kol kabonai niklav is not the same in Mechudish. Same wrong. Vayinire mitoich kach loima the zefik u simen arevi. The zefik is the simen arevi. Lai mishtakech el oi beperes oi bosnia. Fine. Now, so what's fine? So we took care of a kavna. Kavna doesn't have a zefik, so my real kavna is a stomach. Zefik is the simim b'chudish. Fine. So how do you understand the Gemara? Zot the chazenish. The pshat in the Gemara is different. Our Gemara is speaking about that it's not doiris. And if it's kukabonai niklav, it's not an oirev, because an oirev is ain't kukabonai niklav, as we mentioned before from the Maram Shiv, from the Gemara no Medalev. That's not a Gemara. It's ain't a doirev. Now, if it's ain't kukabonai niklav, maybe it's a peres vosnia. If it's kukabonai niklav, so it's not a neirev, because a neirev is ain't kukabonai niklav. Fine. That's it. That's pshat in our Gemara. So our Gemara is not touching which the simen mechudish is. We're not speaking about this. The simen mechudish is zeifik. The simen mechudish is zeifik, which our Gemara doesn't talk about. So now, shalom, but now I forever, why Yaakovnis is tomei? I had a big problem why Yaakovnis is tomei. Because I said kukabonai niklav is the simen mechudish. No, I made a mistake. Zeifik is the simen mechudish. So memele, zeifik is the simen mechudish. So akovne is tamei, because that's a kais v'yanshuv. It is kukabonai niklav, and the netz v'yiseire. So that's why it's tamei. Nire mitoich kach loyme de zeifikus emin arabi de loyme shtakech aloi beperes oi bosnia bo oi soi oi shekoirin kovne, this was this oi before de doime lakois v'yanshuv, this is doime lakois v'yanshuv, just to have a zeifik shei mitisha osareifis shei ma'ine doiris, maybe it's not doiris. So now Tosfos figured out a kavna, which the Gemara in Nida says is a kais v'yanshu. Why is it tamei? So Tosfos says because it has gimel simonei tare. It's kukabonei niklav et by yisere, and could be it's not deiris. Could be Tosfos didn't know. I mean, deiris and not deiris. Tosfos wasn't the one that could be done if it is deiris, if it's not deiris. This was a very vague simen to figure out if it's deiris or not deiris. So they said, maybe it's not deiris. So now, Baruch Hashem. So now, we just said that Zeifik is the simen b'chudish, and now we know why Kais v'yanshuv is tamei, because it doesn't have a Zeifik. It's kokobonei niklav, it's for yeseira, and they need deiris. Baruch Hashem. Fine. But we're not finished yet. Well, if he's there, but now, let's make a husband. Well, if he's there,
Now, we had before the Rivam was Boizek Akulvil. Akulvil, this man the Balei Taisvesim, was called an Oirev. The Rivam was Boizek Akulvil, and he saw it had a Zeifik and a Netz by Yisrael. And the Rivam said, that's an Oirev. That's what the Rivam said. Now, Taisvish just said that a Zeifik is a Simen Mechudish. So then a Kovil is toyer. Not like the Rivam. Then a Kovil is toyer because it is a Zeifik. I mean, we have to know what we were up to. The Taisvish, Philippizer, Ein zvare leima da is ei oif sha ono keirem kurvil belas shi eis e oirev and that's an oirev like the Rivam said da yesh loi zefek that's by Yisayda so memele so that can't be an oirev so that's mesama an oif toir Venimzo the Mashkachas Lohu Kula Simone Taro Vishar Oifes Voire the Nimzo Mashkachas Lohu Simone Taro besides I think this means besides Zavik Vishar Oifes Voire Beloy Peres Vosnia Peres Vosnia one of them will have a Zavik A life toil here. It's a life toil. So now, Taisvis, so now, it's such a beautiful pshat in the Gemara, but, Taisvis said that you can't say Kukabonai Niklav is the Simen Mechudesh, because Akovne is Kukabonai Niklav, and it's a Kaisvi Yanshuk. Umiyu yesh liyashe vehida nida. Now Taisus goes back. That means, we had a gewaldic pshat na gemore. I mean, that kukabonai niklav is the, mamish, the gemore is so glad that the kukabonai niklav is the simen mechudish and it's mamish meiridik. Now we had a problem. It's a kais v'yanshuf. Now, who says it's a kais v'yanshuf? Because the gemore said, Where do we find an oif that has a tzuras adam? So the Gemara says, an apple can mean oif. When do we find oif that has a tzuras adam? That's a kais v'yanshuf. That's what the Gemara says. Kariyah v'kifufe. So the Gemara says, maybe the Gemara means like this, mi yesh liyashiv hu denide. Tachi koma, vatra meil yoma erle b'kariyah v'kifufe, Kloimar, oi ki yoitzi ben, af visharoib sheni karye v'kifufe. That means Taisu says the Gemara wants to say, where do we find an oif that looks like an odor? So the Gemara says karye v'kifufe. The Gemara does not necessarily mean that these are the only oifes that look like an odor. I got news for you. There's a kavna also, that also looks, but the Gemara, This is the Gemara, Chapton. You need it as here's a tzuras an oif. That it's ain of lafon. It's Gemara, Chapton, the oif is tmeis in the Torah. But the Gemara does not necessarily mean that these are the only oifis that have listois. Could be there's other oifis also. So then we're back where we started from. So then we'll stick to our guns and we'll say, that Kubonai Nikla, that's the Simen Mechudish, and Akavna will be Toya, and Shalom Al Yisrael, and Akais V'Yanshev has three Simonim. This is, this has a Simen Mechudish, this one is a Simen Mechudish. This also has three Simonim, so it's not Toya. The Efshir, the Oisei Kavan Toiru. Maybe it's Toiru. Oishema, Min Oirefu, im Yisbara lanu shohu doyre. Now Tosfos wants to say, maybe this kavon, I think the Yisabrocha wants to say, what is the suffix in Tosfos? Oy shema min oyrefu, lotzoloy mer, v'loy lam zefek habesim min achodesh, v'loy kol kabon nikla. V'kavne she'ein loy zefek, v'kul, he doesn't have a zekif, v'kul kabon ay nikla, v'yv tome hil. Mi yulav kaya v'kipufa, el min oyref, she'yesh loy beis simonim. It's an oyref, kukabonai nikla, that's for yisere. So we'll say that it has two, it's an oyref, if we'll say that zeifik is the simen mechudish, so then we'll say this kavan is maybe it's an oyref tome. Yizbar alonu shu doyres. We'll say it's doyres, and it has two simonim. It has a simen of etzba yisair, kukaboni niklav. Va'oi say kulvil, and if we'll say that, va'yiyam in oirev. Umiyu le'el parashti doirev ene doirev. Before I said that an oirev is not doirev, now I want to be mitzadid that kavno is a min oirev. If it's doirev, before I said an oirev is not oirev. I didn't. Vamedagdik yochel lahovin oisai v'tein lachochem v'yech kamait. Finished. That's his al kaponim. So Tosfos says that it's a very difficult sugi. That's all what Tosfos is saying. And so Tosfos al kaponim went through a little bit the sugya. Okay, let us go a little further. Amar Abaya, Tanegoyle the Agma Chad Mishmeinis Sveikis. Who Vahainu Maradu. Tanegoyle the Agma, that's a type of a oif. It's one of the Shmeinis Sveikis. That's what Abaya said. Omar a popet on the goyle da agme asir. No, it's not a suffix. It's ich an oif tome. Tan the goyle da agme, and then tan the goyle da agme, we'll see in Tosfos, it's not in the cave. It's another mean, tan the goyle da agme shaye. Besimonech amoini voloi amoinis. But if you want to remember which one is us and which one is mutter, so I'll give you a simen. Just like by the surah kol, the nekeve is mutter, so the Tanagil to Dagma is mutter. So Rapope said Tanagil to Dagma is mutter. Dorash mereimer Tanagil to Dagma asire. Chaz yuwa de dosa ba'ochlo. Now we once saw they were eating this Tanagil to Dagma, and they held its mutter, so a kochach wasn't doyres. And then Mereimer said, I got news for you, Tanagil, to the Agma Sira Chazio de Dosa Bochlo. Behainu Gerusom. Gerusom is an oif tome. And this Tanagil to the Agma, it's Doiris. And it's an oif tome. Zogt Rashi. Chazio de Dosa Bochlo. Ruach Achomim Shaderesus Bacheles Behaini Gerusom. What is Gerusa? The mean will come a pair called Abosa. Also long Gerusa, Shore long Lishna, the Kavra, Shetamai, Ketamai. The Gemara says further in Kalabosa, all the meaning that are also, the Torah was Mata, another mean that has a similar taste that is Muta. So Gerusa is also, and the tongue of a fish has the same time as Muta. Zot Rashi. We don't know what's called any dairis. You see, but it's a good that Rapope said on the guilt of the Agme is Mutter, Nakochoch, it's not Doris. And then Mereimer said that it was Doris. So we sicher don't know. Und mit Teuer schein auch noch bekiem behem. So nirali doif abole von einu. So what you can do whatever you want. Yesh loi meshame yidrois. Maybe it's doiris. Da haach tarn de gulte. So you tell me no, you'll observe it. Da haach tarn de gulte. Da haach mo yom marzikim be teuro. Years they were eating it. La haach es man rohu ashe doireset. So we, our hands are tied. We do not know an oif if it's doiris or not. Es vein oif nechalono ella b'misoiris. So we can only eat an oif. We have a misoiris. Oif shemoschu lono aviseinu b'toyo. Shemoschu lono yeslochush. That maybe it's doiris. We do not know. If we cannot be makir an ene doiris. The Mamela, we have to be afraid, maybe it's Deiris, Ishan Lochush. Messeiris is Lana Lisma, Kedama Lakaman, Sheif Toil, Necho, and Messeiris. Now let's see Taisvis. Tanagilta Dagme, Sharia, Tanagila Dagme, Asire. In the first time, the Kevin Muteris was Zocha also, Katsichan Amshad, the Kola Yetzmina Toil Toil, if so, then the Kevin is Mutter. So the Zocha that's born from the Kevin is also. So the shnei minim hain akruyim kach bein beze hazoch vanekei v'shovim. There's two minim on the girl to dag mit on the girl dag. Chaz yu rabonon de dosa v'ochva zog toisvis mitchilo hoyu svurim de loy dosa v'ochlo u bahai simna l'chut hoyu oichlem oisai. So Taisus, what was it? He had only one cementara. It wasn't Doiris. Maybe the Peres was near. But if Hashin le Peres was near, the Leishchichi be Yishev, I kim le Begavi, the Lavi mean Peres was near. So he knew that a Peres was near. And then they found that Rahman had found it is Doiris. So if it's Doiris, so it's a Mesha. Before it held three simoni tarit. At first it had three simoni tum, only one simon tarit. They thought, but it's not a Peres was near. Now they found out that it's a nesher.